This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with students from all over the country in the 8th edition of his popular interactive program Pariksha Pe Charcha at 11 a.m. today on multiple platforms, including Doordarshan. The Prime Minister will interact with students, parents and teachers to offer insights on exam preparation, stress management and personal growth. The program will be telecast live on Akashvani, Doordarshan, Swayam, Swayam Prabha, the PMO YouTube channel and the social media channels of the Education and Information and Broadcasting Ministries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to embark on a landmark diplomatic tour to France and the US this afternoon, aimed at bolstering strategic, economic and technological partnerships with both nations. In France, the Prime Minister will co-chair the AI Action Summit with President Emmanuel Macron, which begins tomorrow. Mr. Modi will also hold key bilateral discussions and inaugurate India's new Consulate General in Marseille. Indian Ambassador to France, Sanjeev Kumar Singla, highlights the inauguration of India's new Consulate General in Marseille, a major milestone under the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor, that is IMEC.
This consulate will serve four regions of southern France, and we have about 10,000, 12,000 people, Indian diaspora there. We also have major industries in that region, whether it's aerospace, chemicals, biotechnology, and that's the direction in which we are moving forward.
Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh inaugurated Asia's biggest Aero India show in Bengaluru. The five-day event with the theme Runway to a Billion Opportunities aims to showcase India's defense capabilities and indigenous innovations. Indian MSMEs and startups have an opportunity to forge joint ventures or collaborations with the global manufacturers and provide a resilient supply chain. And now news from Mahakumbh 2025 underway in Prayagraj. President Draupadi Murmu will visit Mahakumbh Prayagraj today. She will take a holy dip and perform puja at Triveni Sangam, the confluence of Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati River. The president will also visit Akshayavat and Bade Hanuman Temple in Prayagraj. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will also be present on the occasion. India and Egypt will hold a joint military exercise called Cyclone 2025 at the Mahajan Field Firing Range in Rajasthan beginning today till February 23. The exercise aims to enhance defence cooperation between India and Egypt by focusing on sharing professional skills and improving interoperability of special forces in desert environments. This includes counter-terrorism operations, reconnaissance, raids and other specialised missions. Namibia's founding father and the first president, Sam Nujoma, has passed away at the age of 95. The country's current president, Ngolo Mbumba, announced the sad news yesterday. He expressed deep sympathy for Nujoma's family. Egypt will host an emergency Arab summit on 27th of this month to discuss the Palestinian issue and Gaza in Cairo. The summit follows consultations with Arab nations, including Palestine, which requested the meeting. This comes after U.S. President Trump suggested relocating Palestinians from Gaza to Egypt and Jordan, a proposal widely rejected by both countries and others in the region. The domestic benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty opened lower this morning. The 30-share BSE Sensex shed 427 points or 0.55% to 77,433, while the NSE Nifty 50 lost 119 points or 0.5% to 23,441 when the reports last came in. In cricket, India defeated England by 4 wickets in Cuttack last night, securing an unassailable 2-0 lead in the 3-match ODI series. This victory marks India's 7th consecutive bilateral ODI series win at home against England. The third and final match of the series will take place in Ahmedabad on Wednesday. In the Indian Super League football, Bengaluru FC defeated Jamshedpur FC at Sri Kantirwa Stadium in Bengaluru yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.